as the Torah describes the life, experiences, the character of Yaakov Avinu, one cannot help but notice a certain contrast between Yitzchak and Yaakov. When it comes to Yitzchak Avinu, the Torah describes regarding the great Nisayon of the Akedah that ultimately, Vayaleu Le'olah Tachas Beno. But obviously, the Akedah Yitzchak did not mean that Yitzchak Avinu experienced directly the Akedah that he was sacrificed, but the Ayil, of course, was sacrificed as a substitute in its place. But if you look in Medrash Rabbah, in Nun Vav Tes, there the Medrash is Medayik in the Pasuk, Vayaleu Le'olah Tachas Beno. The Medrash writes the following, Kehod Itnan, is similar to what the Mishnah tells us, if a person says that, Hare Zo Tachazo, I have a korban, and this korban should become kadosh instead of this korban. Or if I say, Hare Zo Tmura Zo, that this should be a tmura for that korban. So the maskana, of course, is the following, Apostle Kenchumish, no? Hu Smuraso Yeakodesh. So therefore, Hare Zo Tmura. It's not that the Kedusha of one is poka, and it's assumed by the other, but rather, Zet HaChazeh means that Hu Smrasi Yekodesh, that the Kedusha Sakarban remains to the original and extends to the other as well. And therefore, the Medrash writes like that stunning, stunning comment that Vayalei Le'ol Tachas Beno means that the Ayil had the Kedusha of Karban, but the Kedusha that Yitzchak had, that remained, that was not Paka. Right, and therefore, it had a halakha, the Medrash writes, of a tmura. When you look in Parshas Toldos, in Perachavav Pasuk Beis, there Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzhak Avinu, Al Terid Mitzrayim, right? You don't leave, you remain in Eretz Yisrael. After all, Rashi comments, because Sha'ata Ola Tamima. Because, what do you mean? You're a Karban Ola. And therefore, in Chutz Laretz Raylach, that, you know, it's not appropriate for you to go able to leave the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, even though it's true that in that sense that Yitzhak Avinu survived the Akedah, but nonetheless that status as a carbon, so to speak, that's something that still remained. That's something that absolutely lingered. Right? There's a stunning comment that the Netziv has in Parshas Chayisara, when the Torah describes the initial meeting between Yitzhak and Rivka. And all of a sudden, the Torah describes Vatipo Mial Hagamal, right? In Perachav Dalit, Pasuk Samach Beis, Pasuk Samach Dalit. Now that her reaction was something that was striking. Then it still writes at blank that, you know, she was overawed by the image of Yitzchak Avinu. Then it still writes that, after all, she first noticed Yitzchak Avinu engaged in tefillah. And Vahayu Oz Kamalach Elokim Omeru Mitzvah. And therefore, unusual, no? That she saw Yitzchak Avinu as being like a malach. He was like otherworldly. That was the image of Yaakov, you know, like a malach Hashem. The image of being like a carbon ola. Right? And therefore, her response was Mirov Pacha, that there was a certain sense of awe that characterized the relationship. Can take a look at that Netziv. It's worth reading, but read it very, very carefully. Sometimes it's misinterpreted, but read it very, very carefully. Where the Netziv writes that when you look at the relationship of the Avos and the Imos, it seems like that Yitzhak and Rivka had a different type of relationship than Avram and Sarah and Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. You know, when Sarah had a concern, right? So Sarah spoke at great length with Avram Avinu. And the same thing is true when it comes to Rachel and Yaakov. Here, when it came to Yitzchak and Rivka, it was a different type of relationship. In the sense that when Rivka Imenu had a certain concern, so it wasn't confronting Yitzchak and saying that, you know what, we have Yaakov, we have an Esav, there are two brachos, how are we going to see to it that the brachos are given, the brachos are divided, but rather the whole plan that indeed unfolded. The Netziv writes that this was all a function, right, of who Yitzchak Avinu was. That Yitzchak Avinu, you know, we call that like a Himmelmensch, no? He was like a Malach Hashem. That Yitzchak Avinu was an Ola Tmima. And that even, the Netziv writes, impacted even on the typical dialogue and the typical relationship that they had. And therefore, right, if Rivka felt that Hashgachas Hashem should be, that Yaakov should secure the brachos, so therefore everything unfolded as it did. as opposed to the direct communication that one found when it comes, for example, to Avram and Sarah. But that's who Yitzhak Avinu was. You know, with that background in mind, it's not really surprising. Now, last Shabbos is Kriya Satara, that all of a sudden now that it became necessary to give brachos. So one of the pressing questions, of course, is what exactly was the mindset of Yitzhak Avinu? Was it really the case that Yitzhak would have been willing to give the bracha to Esav without the intervention of Rivka and without the Hashkachas Hashem? So the Beis Halevi points out, when you look in the Psukim, it just sounds like an obvious answer. You know, that when you look carefully in the Parsha, there were two different brachas. There was one bracha that was the Birchas Avram. That's the bracha that Yitzhak received from Avram Avinu. And that was Ar Mesorah. And that was Eretz Yisrael. And that was giving rise to the Zera Avram. That there was never a Havamin that bracha should be given to anyone else other than Yaakov. That was clear. When Yitzhak Avinu was giving a bracha and thought that he was speaking to Esav, so what exactly was the bracha? The bracha was not the Birchas Avram. That bracha is only at the very end of the parsha, when Yitzhak knew, obviously, he was speaking to Yaakov Avinu. Now, the bracha that he was attempting to give was the bracha of Tal HaShamayim Mishmani Aretz. That sounds like a very unusual bracha, no? After all, Avram Avinu gives a bracha to Yitzchak, and that bracha is Ar Mesorah, that bracha is Zer Avram, that bracha is Bris Milah, that bracha is Eretz Yisrael, that bracha is Beis HaMikdash. And you're about to give a bracha to your son, and you give him like the car and the boat, no? The Tal HaShamayim Mishmani Aretz. It sounds very unusual. A bracha of Gashmius. And especially when you think about who Yitzchak Avinu was, no? Yitzchak Avinu is an Ola Tmima, giving the bracha of Gashmius to his son. It sounds completely out of character, no? You know what the answer is? He thought he was speaking to Esav. No? So what bracha are you going to give to? So you understand where Yitzchak Avinu was coming from. Now, you have what the Netziv writes. Now, the Demus of a Malach Hashem. And you have a Kedusha of a Karbonola. And there are things, there's stuff. No? There's a car and there's a boat and there's a, you know, okay. You know, so let that be. Let that be something that Esav can take advantage of. But not the Birchas Avram. The Birchas Avram was only much, much later in the Parsha, where, of course, Esav was insisting that would be the case. So it's not surprising that Yitzchak was willing to go ahead and to bestow a bracha to Esav, because after all, that bracha was kind of foreign to what Yitzchak's mission statement was, right? The Tal HaShamayim U'Mishmani Aretz. And then it poses now the opposite question. So what was the big deal then? What was the intervention? Now, why was it necessary to see to it that? Well, that's what the Beis Halevi writes. That also is a very critical Musar Haskel. And that is that we insist on a confluence, on a shiluv, that the Birchas Avram and the Tal HaShamayim Mishmani Aretz are inseparable. These are not two absolutely independent domains, but it's necessary that they have to meet, they have to intersect. So that was the point, a significant point, but that was the point of Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak thinking that, look, you know, there's Gashmis, there's Ruchnis, there's Olam Haba, there's Olam Hazeh. So you know what? If you have a son such as Esav, so in such a case, let him take advantage of bounty. An intervention of Rivka, which was the Hashkachas Hashem, was to see to it that no, only the one who receives the Birchas Avram, can that individual be the one who receives the bracha of the Tal HaShamayim, because after all, that the end goal is not to have that dichotomy, but rather to have a certain sense of a shiluv, a combination, a confluence of both which are necessary. And that was the intervention to see to it that Yaakov, you know, was the one who was Yoresh both brachos. Not only the Birchas Avram, but the Tal HaShamayim, U'Mishmani Haaretz. And all of a sudden, you have now, in the beginning of Parshas Vayitzeh, where the Torah describes, you know, the mindset and the chalom of Yaakov, you know, and the depiction in Perek Chavches is you have a Sula Mutzav Arza, that's exactly that theme. No? That means the hemshich, the kesher, not the dichotomy, but the convergence of the Birchas Avram with the Talah Shamam, Nishmani Haaretz. The whole message of the Sulam is supposed to represent. And the fact that it's depicted as a single chalom of Yaakov Avinu, it means that indeed is considered to be the mission statement. That yes, that Yitzhak is a model of an Ola Tamima, the model that the Netziv describes as being comparable to, right, a Malach Hashem, but recognize that implementing that and giving rise to the Shiftei Ka, right, that requires that combination, that convergence, that confluence of, right? And that was the uniqueness then of Yaakov Avinu, right? Yaakov Avinu was one who gave rise to the Shiftei Ka. And recognize the Shiftei Ka is something which is Yisachar, which is Zvulun, right? Jumping down the next generation, and Ephraim, a Menashe. In other words, that the Avodah Shashem represented by the Shiftei Ka, what was, again, a combination of, right, the Talah Shamayim Mishmani Haaretz, together with that sense of the Birchas Avram. And therefore, exactly, that was the nature in which Yaakov Avinu gave the brachos to the Shvatim and gave the bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, recognizing that both domains are considered to be that which are essential in terms of the absolute Avodas Hashem. Once commented that when you look in the Rambam regarding Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, no, mentioned in several different contexts, no, that there seems to be like two different Hagdaras that the Rambam has to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. When you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Gimel, the Rambam describes the Avas Hashem simply in terms of Esek Batorah, Shmiras HaMitzvos. That's Avas Hashem. The Rambam quotes the Medrash that writes, look, the parsha of Kriya Shema, via Hafta, right? And immediately the Torah tells us, how exactly is it attained? V'dibartava, v'shivtacha v'vezecha, v'vlechtacha v'derech, no? Esek Batorah. The parsha of Vayim Shemoah is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. Now, that is the Avas Hashem. The Avas Hashem that is manifest through, right, Esek Batorah and Shmir Samitzvos. And then you look at the Rambam in Perek Beis, where the Rambam writes that Heichi Haderech Lavosu Lirasa. How is it that a person reaches that level of Avas Hashem, of Yiras Hashem? And there it's somewhat surprising. The Rambam writes something very, very different. There the Rambam seems to stress, no, that sense of Kishi Yizbonin Adam. The Rambam writes, take a look, take a step back. Right? Look at Masav, Agdolim, Aniflaim, look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. And that elicits, the Rambam writes, an incredible sense of Avas Hashem, and Yira, not Yira Sa'onesh, but Yira Sa'romus. In other words, the Rambam seems to have two different paths toward Avas Hashem. One is through the Esek Batorah and the Shmiras HaMitzvos, and then the Rambam has Kishi Yisvan and Adam. That when you look at everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, when you assess the Talah Shamayim Mishmani Haaretz, right, that's something that can be a path to. And therefore the Rambam stresses both. And here I will tell you even a step further, that it's not just simply the Rambam stresses both, but I mentioned earlier, no, the placement of the Rambam is something which is critical. Now, it's not enough that to understand what, but where the Rambam places these halachos. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Gimel, there the Rambam is speaking about the mitzvah of is Esek Batorah and Shmiras HaMitzvos. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah is speaking about, you know, that how is it that a person attains Shlemus in Avodas Hashem? So the technical mitzvah, right, that which a person is obligated to do, the Rambam uses the term Ava HaMechuyeves, Ava HaMechuyeves. Niyana Chazak in Ochos Tshuva, the Rambam uses the term Ava HaRe'uya. No? There's a big difference, no? Mechuyeves means the mandatory Ava. And Ava HaRe'uya means the appropriate Ava. So in Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvah, the Ava HaMechuyeves is Esek Batorah and Shmiras HaMitzvos. But then the Rambam in Ochos Yisori HaTorah stresses the appropriate Avas Hashem, which not only embraces, of course, the mitzvah, the tzivui, but even above and beyond, kishi yizmonin adam. And that I will tell you is that like incredible shiluv of both brachos of Yaakov Avinu, of the sense of Tala Shamayim u'mishmane haaretz, that sulam mitzvah mutzav haaretza rosh magia shamayimah, which means that both elements is considered to be that which is absolutely, absolutely critical. And therefore, the Rambam has the dual description of Avas Hashem. I had mentioned that what we speak about V'ahavta, no, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, the parsha of Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samach u'shamayim. So Chazal were kovei brachos. Brachos on Kriya Shema. Birchos Kriya Shema. And many rayos in the Rambam that Birchos Kriya Shema is not just a typical Birchos HaMitzvah, but Birchos Kriya Shema is considered to be part of the mitzvah b'shlemus of Kriya Shema itself. When the Rambam writes that studying Chiddush Beis Lach Yud Gimel, that even though in every other place the Rambam writes, if you have a suffix mitzvah, you perform the mitzvah but you don't repeat a bracha, the Rambam writes not when it comes to Kriya Shema. The Rambam writes Beis Yud Gimel, suffix kara Kriya Shema, suffix lo kara, chozev akore, umevarech lefonel afre. Wow, a suffix in Kriya Shema requires that you repeat Birchos Kriya Shema. That's stunning, no? The Rambam always writes in four other places. The Rambam writes, if you have a suffix mitzvah, so perform the mitzvah, but don't recite a bracha. Suffix brachos lahakel. In Birchos Kriya Shema, the Rambam writes that chozer umavarech lefanel lachareha. In other words, that the mitzvah b'shtei musa of Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema uberchoseha. So if that really is true, what exactly is the theme of Birchos Kriya Shema? How is it that a person prepares and equips themselves for the after? The answer is that the brachos lefanel. Oh, so you begin with yotzer or, yotzer hamoros, and then avarama, no? So Yotzer Or, Yotzer Mara stresses Kishi Yizbon in Adam, no? The Bria Shamayim Varetz. You know, what does Yotzer have to do with Avas Hashem? The answer is, what do you mean? That's the Rambam. Perpeis of Ochus Yisrael Yatorah, Kishi Yizbon in Adam. And you ask him, was that enough? Like a naturalistic view of, you study the world and you recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The answer is, part, yeah, that's Ru'uya. But you know what? Lomo, Lame, Lishma V'laso, Sulekayim. Yeah, that's the Hemshech of Avarabba, that both are considered to be that which is absolutely necessary. So Choshub Shat, that this was the Hashgachas Hashem, that it was necessary for Yaakov to be Yorisha, both brachas. Because that Shlemus, in terms of Avodas Hashem, right, is not only manifest in the single bracha of Ruchnias, but in the combination of the brachas of Ruchnias together with Tal HaShemayim, Mishman Aretz. And that was confirmed now by the Chalom that Yaakovino has. That is exactly how Yaakovino saw himself as the Sulam, that there has to be a sense of a bridge. And that was the background to giving rise to the Shiftei Kar, because the Shiftei Kar are going to have different models of Avodas Hashem, but all of which are under that purview, or that license, that Shlita of, right, the brachos that Yaakovino indeed received. So in that sense, you recognize that was somewhat of a contrast to life of Yitzhak Avinu. And whereas Yitzhak Avinu was the Ola Tumah, who alteret Mitzrayimah, who never left Eretz Yisrael, right, never went into Golos, yeah, so the life of Yaakov Avinu was a very, very different one. A very, very different one. There, right, that was the Golos experience of Yaakov Avinu. Because we recognize that, you know, that part of the Avodas Hashem is, you know, throughout, in times of Golos, in times of Geula, that was the model of Yaakovinu. And here I'll tell you the following, that, of course, the Gemara Brachos teaches us, now that Tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, right, is patterned after Avos and Karbanos. The Sugyan Brachos, Nachavav, Medeis, that why Shachris Min Chemarev? Ooh, the Gemara says very simply, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And then the Gemara quotes, ooh, the second Shita, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that Tefillah is based on Karbanos. Tamesh Shal Shachar, Tamesh Shal Ben Arbaim, and Evarim Upadar. So that is the Machlokes Amoraim, Brachos Dav Chavav, whether avos or karbanos. Good. All of a sudden, you turn the page, brachos tabchav zayin, nu machlokas. What exactly is the status of tefillas arvis? Is tefillas arvis a rishos, or is tefillas arvis a tefillas chol? Machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua Raman Gamliel. Raman Gamliel chofa, and Rabbi Yeshua know that tefillas arvis is a rishos. What's kind of surprising is, you know, the Gemara debates whether tefillas arvis is rishos, or whether tefillas arvis is considered to be a chova, and the Gemara never explains why Maariv should be different. Shachar Siminichah is not Machlokas. That's the tefillas chol. Why is it that one should suggest, and as we parsken like the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that tefillas arvis is considered to be rishus? So you know what? You learn through the entire sugya. The Gemara doesn't have to tell us why that's the case. You know, you read Rashi throughout Maseches Brachos. Rashi's not going to tell you, but you know, Maseches Shabbos. No? Maseches Shabbos, Daptesima days. All of a sudden, Rashi gives you the secret. Now, you know why one would argue that Tfilos Arvis is Rishus? Rashi writes, because Tfilos Kineged Tmidim Tignu. Because Tfilos based on Karbanos. So when it comes to Karbanos, there's an obvious difference between Shachris and Mincha as opposed to Maariv. Shachris is based on a Karban Kavua, the Tamid Shel Shachar. In Mincha is based on the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, a Karban Kavua. At night, there's no Karban Kavua Balayla. Eivarim, Upidarim, fats and limbs that were not offered during the day are often even at night. So, okay, so that's a basis of, but there's a marked difference between Shachris Mincha as opposed to Maariv. Ooh, so that's the Chiddush of Rashi Shita. Wow, but that's stunning. That means that Tefillah service of Rishus is because Tefillah is based on Karbanos. What's stunning is as follows. As I mentioned, you know, Brachos Chavav is what is the source of Tefillah. Brachos Chavzayin is Machlokas, whether Arvis or Rishus or Chavah. And the Gemara never kind of puts the two together. You know, maybe you would have expected the Gemara should say, you know why Tefillah services were Rishus? Because of what you learned on the last daf. That Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Tefillah service is based on Evar Mupadarim. Okay? What's furthermore is this, you know, Tefillah service for Rishus Rechova is Machlokes Tanaim. No? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. The basis of Tefillah, the Gemara says, is Machlokes Amoraim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina. You mean that Machlokas Tanaim presupposes the Machlokas Amoraim? And I'll tell you further, Hara, look in the Shultas. The Shultas of Rabbi Chagon. Shultaches. The Shultas writes that Tfilos Avos Tignu. Wow. Rabbi Chagon quotes the Shita Rabbi Yosef Rechanina. But the Shultas writes Tfilos Arvis is Rishus. Ooh. So, against Rashi. You have that combination of Rishus and Avos. Rishus and Avos. But it begs the question, why discriminate against the Shemoneh Esrei, the Tefillah of Yaakov Avinu? Well, why should that be different than Shacharis and Mincha? Karbanos, I get, but why based on Avos? So that's the Ar of the Netziv, right there in Shultus and Shultaches. Like, how do you piece that together? The Netziv writes the following, that you know what? That there must be something unusual about the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, that even if you assume that tefillah is based on Avos, still, tefillah service is Rishus. Lav dafka karbanos, even based on Avos. Why exactly is that true? The Netziv suggests the following possibility. You know, when it comes to the tefillah of Avram Avinu, the Torah tells us Avram Avinu davin, vayashkem Avram Avot. When it comes to the tefillah of Yitzchak, vayesi Yitzchak vasoach basade, Yitzchak davened. What about when it comes to tefillah of Yaakov? Surprising, no? Here the pasuk says, vayifka b'makom vayomen shem. Meaning, Yaakov found himself in a certain place, and therefore engaged in tefillah. It's surprising. The pasuk ascribes the tefillah of Yaakov to time and place. Because, therefore, What does that mean? Oh, that's the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph. The Kimata L'Charan, when Yaakov Avinu reached the city of Charan, he said, ooh, Efsha Shavarti Amalkam Shispala Bosai, Pani Lo Yispalalti, Makayutachim. You know, I just traveled through the area where my forefathers David, and I failed to do so. Immediately, Avraham Avinu engaged in tefillah. So the Tzibah writes this very simply. You know what you see from that? That the Torah ascribes the tefillah of Yaakov to certain conditions, time and place, seemingly indicating this was not the Seder HaKavua, but rather, why are you davening now? The answer is, why am I davening? Because I daven each and every... No. You're davening now because Vithka Makom. Oh, so the Netziv writes, maybe you see from there that Tefillah Sarvis was not a Chovah. It was rather a Rishus. Avraham Avinu, daven. Yitzchak, daven. But Yaakov Avinu, because of circumstance, daven. Ooh, that's already an indicator that it's different. Here our answer as follows. You know, there's Machlokas, the Rambam, and Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Hei, whether the mitzvah of tefillah each and every day is a mitzvah d'araisa, or no, only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah d'araisa of tefillah b'chayom. That's Sefer Mitzvah, mitzvah hey. That's how the Rambam begins Hilchos Tefillah, no? Front and center, aleph aleph. Mitzvah s'seli yispala b'chayom. You have to daven each and every, and the Rambam disagrees. It's amazing, no? The Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah does not have a mitzvah of davening. That's like unusual, no? Can you imagine Avodas Hashem without davening? Right? Most of the yeshiva can't, no? But okay. Ayitachin, no? Like, how could that be? No? Pashup Shah Kodimah, of course it can't be, but not because it's a mitzvah. No? You know, we discussed this before Rosh Hashanah, no? Does tshuva have to be a mitzvah? No? Tshuva is an opportunity. Tshuva is a privilege, no? You'd be downright foolish not to seize the schus of tshuva. But not necessarily, because there's a mitzvah d'araisa that you have to do tshuva, no? Oh, the Ramban, when it comes to tefillah, right? Tefillah is an opportunity. Tefillah is a privilege. You'd be foolish not to, but not necessarily because there's a mitzvah, a bittul essay. Not a bittul essay. At your Neved Hashem, you understand that... Tefillah is going to be like front and center as part of Avodas Hashem, but not necessarily because you know it's mandated, because you have no choice but to, otherwise you're being mevatel mitzvah saseh. But it's a fascinating machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, Sefer HaMitzvah, mitzvah hey, whether there's a mitzvah d'araisa tefillah, whether indeed there isn't. In the course of that, the Ramban discusses the following. Could one argue that, even if the daily mitzvah of tefillah is not d'araisa, but tefillah at times is a din d'araisa. Who's the Ramban writes the following possibility? Yes, be'eis tzara. But the Torah tells us in Parashas Balosa, al hatzar hatzorech zem v'nizkartem. No? Ramban suggests that maybe b'shas hatzara. Then tefillah is a din d'araisa. Sefer Achinuch quotes this Ramban. Now, Sefer Achinuch, Tav Lamed Gimel. The Sefer Achinuch describes the mitzvah d'araisa of tefillah. He references this Ramban, Be'ez Sara. And even though the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah d'araisa of tefillah each and every day, when you look in the Rambam at the beginning of Chos Tanius, it's Mefurish. The Rambam also agrees there's a separate mitzvah of tefillah, Be'ez Sara. A person now experiences an Eitz Sara. You can't just say, I davened already this morning. No, I davened last night. What do you mean? No. There's a special mitzvah of tefillah, which is Be'ez Sara. Also, I'll tell you the following. You know, when you recognize, where Yaakov Avinu found himself at this moment, I would tell you certainly it meets all the criterion of an Eitz Sara, no? That Yaakov Avinu was on the run. Esav Achicha Misnachem Ochal Hargecha. He's being threatened. He's being pursued. Right? Leaving, right, Beis Avicha. It's not surprising that Yaakov engages in tefillah. But one cannot necessarily derive from there that there's a mitzvah of tefillah each and every night. Each and every night. Of course, Yaakov Avinu engaged in tefillah right here and now. Right here and now. But that was because of the dire Esar. And therefore, maybe it's not a stira to assume that, yes, Yaakov Avinu is a model of, but tefillah sarvus rishus. Why should that be? That the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, v'yifka makam yalom shem, is a tefillah rishus. Now, there's a fascinating comment of Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma writes that there's something unusual about Yaakov Avinu. Another point of reference. Typically speaking, Nevuah is Bayon. And here, more than once, Yaakov Avinu receives Nevuah b'maros halayla. Now, the Meshech Chachma writes is pretty unusual. And that's not really just a technicality, day versus night. You know, but the day represents, Hashras Hashlima. And the night represents the Choshech of Golos. And that's something which is like incredibly remarkable. That the Cheshkas HaGolos, one can experience Hashras Hashlima. Not only, of course, of Bizman Shavei Samigdash Kayam, of course, a person can experience Hashras Hashlima. No, Misha tells us in Avos. No, Asar Nisim B'chol Yom. No, you're not busy today. Go to the Beis Hamikdash. No, witness Nisim. No, every day there are Nisim. No, you could go into Tiyur and you could just see one Nis after another. No, in Golus, a Nis is remarkable. It's remarkable. Nisim B'Hastar. Right, that's something which is right. A remarkable event. So it's remarkable that Yaakov Avinu was able to experience Nevuah b'maros halayla. And therefore it's not coincidental in a reciprocal fashion that Yaakov Avinu was koveya tefillas arvus. Kadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to Yaakov Avinu b'maros halayla, and Yaakov Avinu reaches out to Kadosh Baruch Hu but the tefillah salayla. And that I will tell you is a reciprocal relationship. Now between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, right? B'maro salayla. So it's not coincidental that the life of Yaakov Avinu was a life of Golos, not like the life of Yitzchak. Yitzchak al Teret Mitzrayim. And Yaakov Avinu, what do you mean that the whole plight of Yaakov Avinu was the Golos Mitzrayim? But nonetheless, Yaakov was able to experience Hashras Hashchina. And Yaakov Avinu was koveya tefillah sarvus. Those two facts are not coincidental. And here I would just add the following point. That it's true, it's remarkable to be able to experience Hashgachas Hashem b'hastara. That's something which is remarkable. It's remarkable that Yaakov Avinu experiences Nevuah even b'maros salayla, true. But I will tell you the following. But as remarkable as that is not the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. That's not the permanent condition of Knesset Yisrael. That I will tell you is Ha'orah Shal Golos. To be able to experience Hashgachas Hashem b'maros salayla. If somebody will ask you, what is like the mission statement, the destiny, the yield of Klal Yisrael, it's not to experience Hashgachas Hashem b'cheshkas ha'golos. As reassuring as Imo Anochi B'tzara is, but that's not the last stop. That's not the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. And that's what I would add, that if that's true, then of course, that Tfilas Arvis is only a Tfilas Rishus. It's not a Tfila Kavua. The Tfila Kavua is the Tfila Bayom. The Tfila Balayla is remarkable. It demonstrates the Ava and the Chiba between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's clear, reciprocal, Nevuah, Tfila, but that is not the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, Avos, but nonetheless, Tfilas Arvis is only considered to be Tfilas Rishos. Not only that Arvis was a Tfilas Rishos, but Arvis remains a Tfilas Rishos. Remains a Tfilas Rishos. If they ask me, what exactly does that mean? Leave it. What Arvis remains a Tfilas Rishos. What do you mean? Look in the Rif, in the Bahag, in the Rambam. What do you mean? That once upon a time, Arvis Rishos. But Shaviola Kachova. Shavila Kachova. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hachas Tefillin, Kfar Nogu Kol Yisrael B'chol Mekamosh Mosvoshayim. What do you mean? Tefillas Arvis is Rishos? Right? I go over to a Talmud, why didn't you have a Marav? No. So he tells me, what? No? Rishos. Tosus writes, Brachas Chafaf, Rishos does not mean option. Rishos means it's not as chamor as. And the Bahag and the Rambam, Shaviwa Kachova. We have already taken upon ourselves Tfilas Arvis as a Tfilas Chova. Ooh, but the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. That even though Shaviwa Kachova, Tfilas Arvis remains a Tfilas Rishos. In what sense is that true? Rishos but Chova? How can that be? So there's a stunning Rambam. No? Perek Yudav Hachas Tfilah. The Rambam writes the following. Let's assume, for example, a person is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden, Nizkar Shekvar Hispala. He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, realizes, oops, I davened already. So what exactly do you do? So the Rambam writes, a halacha and an exception to the halacha. Wow. The klal, the Rambam writes, is the following. If this is Shachar Semincha, and all of a sudden you realize you davened already, you know what? Posek afilu be'emza bracha. Stop dead in your tracks. No? You davened already. Stop. You can't continue. You know, you were in the yeshiva on Friday, right? And you davened mincha gdola. You went home for Shabbos. You went to shul. You start davening mincha again. You already davened. Posek afilu be'emza bracha. Stop dead in your tracks. The Rambam writes, but that's not always true. That's true of Shachris, that's true of Mincha. That's not true of Marav. The Rambam writes, a person is davening Marav and he realizes, I davened earlier. So the Rambam writes, continue. Why exactly is that true? The following. You know what? A person can daven a tefillas chov. Of course. A person has a right to daven a tefillas nedava. But you know what the Shita Sarambam is? You can't mix and match. You can bring a carbon chova. You can bring a carbon nedava. But you know what? You can't just do the first couple of avodas adaita de chova. And the remaining avodas are carbon adaita de nedava. You know what? It doesn't fit. You know, you're half an apple, half an orange. Don't kind of go together. It's not Mimbamino. So you have a right to daven one or the other, but a Shemoneh Esrei cannot be both. The Rambam writes, you know what? You can daven a Tfilas Adav, but if you're davening a Daita Dechova, because you didn't realize you daven Shachris already, and all of a sudden you realize Mimsa Brach, you cannot just switch midstream. The first half of the Shemoneh Esrei was a Tfilas Chova, the second half is a Tfilas Nedava. So therefore, Posek of Mimsa Brach. What about when it comes to Tfilas Adav? What about when it comes to marriage? The Rambam's continue. What do you mean continue? Nizkar Shekvar Hispala. You know what Pashup Shan the Rambam is? No. Marav is only a Tfilas Rishos. Even if your mindset was, I didn't yet daven. But Marav is only a Rishos. So why is that called Min V'Sheinu Mina? I began a Daita de Rishos. I can continue a Daita de Rishos. The Rambam writes it. Marav, keep on davening. Wow. So the Rambam has the halacha, shachris mincha, the klal. The yod simna klal is tefillas arvis. So the Ravid writes, ein kan nachas ruach. Those are the four words of the Ravid. I don't get much pleasure out of this Rambam. No? Ein kan nachas ruach. You know what's unclear? What exactly is the Ravid disagreeing with? Opposite possibilities, no? The Rambam had a klal, and he yotzei min haklal. When the rabbi writes, in kanachas rav, is he disagreeing with the klal? Or is he disagreeing with the yotzei min haklal? Is the rabbi arguing that what the Rambam writes about shachar simincha is wrong? Meaning, in shachar simincha you can continue? Or is the rabbi arguing, no, what the Rambam writes in Maariv is wrong? Where the Rambam writes, you can continue on Maariv. The rabbi, oh, not clear, no? In kanach. So, the Kesem Mishnah writes the second pasuk. You know what the Rav is disagreeing with? The exception of Maariv. In other words, the Shita Saraiv, it's stunning. Always, Shachar, Smincha, and Maariv, Posik Afilu Benza. Posik Afilu Benza. That's what the Rav means. What the Rambam writes is the case in Shachar, Smincha, I maintain that is also the case in Maariv. Why? Because Kesem Mishnah writes, Shavi lekachova. Because what do you mean Maariv is different? No. Shavi lekachova. So Maariv is like Shachar Simincha. So just like Shachar Simincha stopped, Maariv also used to. So this is what Rav Chaim addresses. Right? And what then was the Rambam Shita? Why is Maariv different when the Rambam writes Shavi lekachova? So Rav Chaim writes, such a classic beer, no? Rav Zevin has a beautiful sefer. It's called Ishim V'Shitos. So it tells you about certain Gedol Yisrael. You know, that you can probably get in biographies, no? But then Rav Zevin tells you the Derech HaLimud. The Derech HaLimud of Rav Chaim, the Derech HaLimud of the Rogat Shavar, fascinating to see. So in describing the Derech HaLimud of Rav Chaim, he writes this Rav Chaim, like this is classic, no? This is Rav Zevin writes, this is a classic Rav Chaim. A classic Reb Chaim. Now, let's assume, for example, a person makes a neder that every week I'm going to bring a carbon adam. Okay, so I show up to the Beis Hamikdash on Wednesday. And the Kohen says to me, what type of carbon is this? You know? So I say, it's a carbon chova. Well, achatas? No. An ola? No. Nashem? No. Well, what kind of carbon chova? No, because I made a neder, I'm going to bring a carbon every Wednesday. So you know what the Kohen is going to say to me? You know what? The carbon, the cheftza remains a carbon adava. You stated that you're going to offer a carbon adava every Wednesday. You know what that means? There is a chovas hagavra to offer a carbon nedava every Wednesday. But the chefzer shel carbon does not become a carbon chova. The avodas a carbon is a carbon adava. But yeah, you took upon yourself too. So there's a chovas hagavra to offer a carbon nedava every Wednesday. No? Yeah, that's cool. No, that's the chefzer, the gavra, they're absolutely different dinim. So Reb Chaim says, you know what? That's the Shita Sarambam. What does Shavi Lekachova mean? You know what it means? Shavi Lekachova means that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves, you ready? To daven a tfilas nedava every night. But the Chevtsa, the tfila, like the carbon, remains a tfilas nedava. There's a chovas hagavra to daven a tefillas nedava nightly. But the cheftza, the tefillah remains a tefillas nedava. So therefore, if nizkar shekvar yispalel, why can't you just continue? You began adaita de nedava. No, shavu lekachova. No, chovas hagavra. But the cheftza remains a nedava. So continue davening. That's matzah min asmina. That's a nedava and a nedava. Wow, that's unbelievable, no? That's Reb Chaim writes. In which case, that's only the beginning of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim writes, so what does the Ravid assume? Why does the Ravid assume that in kanachas ruach? I guess the Ravid assumes, you know? The difference between a tfilas nedav and a tfilas chova is a tfilas chova, I must, gavra, I must daven, and a tfilas nedava, I may daven. I may daven. The difference is just a difference in gavurin. I must and I may. In which case, if shavil kechova, I must. I must. So therefore, ma'ariv is no different than shachar simincha. Oh, so chamer tzatz machlokes. The difference between a tefilas chov and a tefilas nedava is that a difference in gavra, different chivs. According to the rabbi, it's a difference in gavra. So now shavil kechova means ma'ariv is like shachar simincha. According to the Rambam, it's a difference in chefza. In shavil akachobah, does not alter the chefza shel tefillah. And therefore, there's a chobah sagavra, the davna, tefillah sadava, but marv remains a tefillah sadava. And therefore, keep on davening. Good? We're not done yet. So Reb Chaim writes the following. Whoa. So what's the Rambam shita? The whole difference between chov and dav is gavra, gavra, gavra. And in the chefta shel tefillah, there's no difference. The words are the same. The words are the same. A guy comes there after davening and says, I made a terrible mistake. You know what? And I was davening ma'ariv and my siddur was open to mincha. You know? So what am I going to say to the guy? It's the same words. Don't worry about it. No, it's the same shmon esrei. The same shmon esrei. No. Yeah, but mincha is a chov and ma'ariv is a... I'll tell gavra, gavra, gavra. No, this one esrei is exactly the same. You were open to the wrong page. You're good. You're good to go. You're good to go. That's the Ravid Shita. The difference is only gavra. Oh, so Reb Chaim writes, if the difference isn't gavra, 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 so why do you have to stop in the middle? Why can't you just continue? No? But I began thinking I didn't daven yet. Now I realize I davened. Why in the world do I have to stop? Because you can't. Why can't I mix and match? The difference in chova and nedav is chova sagavra, but the tefillah is identical. So you know what Reb Chaim writes? You ready for this? Unbelievable. Yeah, that's right. When the Ravid writes ein kanachas ruach, you know what he means? Not like the Kesef Mishnah. He means the opposite. Ein kanachas ruach, the Rav means, I disagree with the klal of the Rambam, not the yotzim in a klal of Mari. In other words, according to the Ravid, not that you always must stop, according to the Ravid, you can always continue. You get that? That's like stunning, no? That's what ein kanachas ruach means. The Ravid is not disagreeing with the exception of the Rambam. The Ravid holds what the Rambam writes is true of Ma'ariv, continue, is even true of Shachar Simincha. Wow. Because what's wrong with continuing? You're going to tell me, what, Chov and Adava, that's only a difference in Gavra. But the Shmones is the same. The words are the same. There's nothing wrong with continuing. It's like unbelievable, no? So I'll tell you something really unbelievable, no? You ready? It was like, okay. I remember when Mr. Soloveitchik was saying over this, Reb Chaim told us, take a look in the Hasagas arrived to the Bamar in Brachas and the Fugimel Aleph. Oh, okay, you know. We have, no, in the back of the Gemara, they have, no. There's a Gemara, no, there's a Rif, there's a Bamar, right? Hasagas arrived on the bottom. Take a look at Nafi Gil. Unbelievable. The Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. That if Niska Shakari Spala Brachas Chafalev, Posek, no? Stop. The Ravid writes there in two words, Mufurish like Reb Chaim against the Kesem. The Ravid writes the following Im Ratza. Oh, chills. No, that's it. No, that's it. That's it. Well, what does that mean, Imratza? You're in the middle of davening, and you realize you already davened. The Gemara says, stop. You know what the Rav says? If you want to stop. If you desire to stop, stop. Imratza. Imratza. And if you want to continue, continue. No? Im ratza. In other words, the Ravid assumes, this is a theme for another shiur, what's the status of a half a Shemoneh Esrei? So the Ravid is clear. A half a Shemoneh Esrei is not a bracha levatala. It's beautiful divrei shevach, no? Five brachas Shemoneh Esrei are five beautiful brachas. But you're not yotze if you just say five brachas. You need 19 brachas. You're not going to be yotze with five brachas. So I said five brachas, and I realized I davened already. So the Gemara says stop. The Ravid writes, if you want, you can stop. Because you're already davened. You're already yotze tefillah. But you know what? If you want, you can continue. You can continue as a tefillah sedava. No? That's exactly what Imratza means. According to the Rambam, you know what? You know what Imratza means? You must stop. Because you cannot combine A and B. The Ravid writes that you may stop. That's the Ravid. You may stop. Because you're already yotze. But you know what? You want to continue? Continue. That's what flourish like Reb Chaim, no? That according to the Ravid sheet, to the difference between Chov and Adava is not in the Cheftah Shel Tefillah, it's only in the Chov HaSagavra. So guess what? There's nothing wrong with continuing. If you already daven and you were already Yotze, you don't have to continue. You can stop now. But you want to continue? Continue. I daited in Adava. That's the Ravid Zayim Kanach HaSruach. When the Rambam writes, what in the world? You realize you're already davened, you must stop. The Rambam writes, I don't get pleasure out of that. You don't have to stop. You don't have to continue, because you davened already. But you can continue if you want. Yeah, that's exactly the Ravid. Because you're not mixing and matching. Because the Cheftah Shel Tefillah of Chov and Adav are identical. That's like unbelievable. Now that they're Bir Reb Chaim and just that simple har. You're looking towards the Ravid, it's mafurish like Reb Chaim. Because Imratza means you have a choice. You can stop or you can continue. According to the Rambam, you have no right to continue because you cannot mix and match. Whoa. So you know, you see, according to the Rambam, just to tie it into the Machshava, that even though Shavila Kachova, the tefillah balayla does not become a tefillah chova. There's a chovas hagavra to daven a tefillah nidava b'chalayla. So that means, you know what? The tefillah arvis always was and remains a tefillah rishus. Even though Klal Yisrael has accepted upon himself to daven tefillah rishus nightly. That's fascinating chiddush of the Rambam Shita. And for example, when the Rambam writes, the Rambam describes in Perek Tes, Efechus Tefillah, Chazoras Hashatz. The Rambam writes, why is it that Marav does not have a Chazoras Hashatz? The Rambam writes, because Tefillah Zarvis is only Rishus. So guess what? Even in the Rambam's time, there was no Chazoras Hashatz. Even though Kfar Nogel Kol Yisrael, because, good, there is a Chovas Hagavra, Tadav, a Tfilas Nadava, but the Tfilah remains a Tfilas Nadava, and Chazah, we're not Kovea, Chazar Sashatz for a Tfilas Nadava. When the Rambam describes in Perak Gimel of Hilchos Tfilah that it was a common practice to daven Mariv early, what right do you have to daven Mariv early? Oh, Rashi writes, no, the Sigin Brachos, not Chazayin. Because if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, you can die on Marav on Shabbos early. But that's not how the Rambam describes it. Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Tefillah, you know why you can die on Marav early? Because Tefillah Sarvis Rishus, Ein Medaktik in Bizmana, and the Rambam describes davening Marav early, not only on Friday night, but even other weeknights as well. You can daven early because Tefillah Sarvis is Rishus. So now I'm going to get up and say, what do you mean? How can the Rambam allow you to daven Marav early? And how does the Rambam not have Chazaras Hashatz? And how does the Rambam explain that when it comes to Marav, you can continue to daven? What do you mean? Shavila Kachova. The answer to all three questions is the same. Shavila Kachova means there's a Chovas Hagavra to daven a Tfilas Nedava, but the Tfilas Nedava remains a Tfilas Nedava. And therefore, whatever was true of Marav is still true of Marav. Even though we've taken upon ourselves to daven this tefillah nedava each and every night, That's like a stunning biur of Reb Chaim, that machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin. It's a classic model again, that what exactly does it mean that I have to daven? Is it only I have to daven? Chovas Agavra? Or do you argue that no, maybe something shifted in terms of the cheftza shel tefila? Right? And maybe that's part of the biur of that machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin. But perhaps that's part of that element of Hashkafa, that the amazing midas ha'ava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avinu Balayla, and reciprocally that Yaakov was Koveya Tefilas Arvis, but nonetheless such a tefila always was and always remains a Tefilas Rishus. Okay. Rets Hashem Sunday, we have the Sugya of Misasek. Okay, so I can give you other Marmakamas as well, but in the meantime, go to that Tosus very well, Dafayin Hemet Aleph, right? The Tosus Dafayin Beis Mabeis. And Sig increases Daf Yutes, and the Chus Rahik Veger, Simen Ches, and many more Marmakamas. But start there, just simply, you know, what exactly is the Shabbos Misasek? What is the Misasek B'chol HaTorah Kula? Right? Then we'll have to revisit the Tosas and our Sig.